Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you. We just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so grateful that you've joined us on tonight. We thank God for you, for your coming. But wherever you're coming from, if you're coming, listen, if you're from the east, the west, the north, the south, wherever you are listening from, we thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Listen, we just want to let you know that you are in for a blessing on tonight. We pray that you came empty and that the Lord will fill your cup. We pray on tonight, people of God, that you have come expecting something from the Lord. Don't just come to be coming, but listen, we want you to just take a moment right there where you are. Put it on your mind. As saints of God used to say, what you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Put it on your mind right now. Because, people of God, there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. There is nothing too hard for God. No situation, no circumstance. Glory to God that he's not able to handle. So what you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind right now. Put it on the altar of your heart and let us believe God together. Amen. We just want to say welcome again. Thank you. Thank you for your coming. If you will, people of God, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite someone to come. We don't want to just get it all for ourselves, people of God, but we want others to be blessed too. We are an outreach ministry. Listen, people of God, listen, we're going beyond the walls, and we want you to join us, and we want you to invite someone else to come and hear the Lord on tonight. Amen. While you're doing that, we just want to acknowledge our leaders as always, thanking our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking him tonight for this day, this opportunity, this time that he has brought us here together. We bless the Lord for it on tonight. We thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. We thank God for him, our founder, amen, Jesus, the founder of the S.D. James Evangelistic Association and its evangelistic Pentecostal churches worldwide. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. We thank God tonight for, glory be to God, I tell you, people of God, for our senior apostle. We thank God for him, none other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James. We thank God for Lady Rachel James on tonight, Huggins James. We thank God tonight for our presiding bishop as well as my pastor, Bishop K.A. Tina, and for elect Lady Doris Tina. Thank God for them on tonight. People of God, as I always say, we have not come to this place by ourselves, but somebody made the sacrifice to feed us that we can grow so that we can come to the place where we are now. Amen. You ought to take time out and thank God for those leaders, amen, that have led you and fed you along the way. Amen. And while you're doing that, people of God, we just want to thank God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them on tonight. Thank the Lord for the sacrifices made. And people of God, as you know, this ministry birthed out during the pandemic, and here it is. We are continuing to move and grow. Now, people of God, reaching into over 110 countries worldwide. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for all of our listeners. Whenever you're tuning in, however, whatever time, across these time zones, whatever time you're calling in or whatever time these waves are hitting your ears, we just want you to know we thank God for you. Thank you for your listening. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being with us, people of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We just want to thank God tonight for our prayer warrior. Thank God tonight for our scripture reader. We just thank God for each and every one that come to help to make, to keep this outreach ministry growing. We're thanking the Lord on tonight for all of our speakers, all of the awesome speakers that come to this line that the Lord has sent. Listen, even in the time when we were shut in, we thank God for them, for the sacrifices of their time. And we're asking that the Lord would just bless them, each and every one, bless them. Many of them have gone full time into their ministries, but we thank God for the sacrifices made that we were able to capture them at a time, glory to God, at a most precious time to come and give the word, glory to God, to a hurting people, to a people that were looking for direction, to a people that there was no light, the people that sat in darkness. We thank God for these leaders, these speakers that have come to this line and that have shed forth the word of God. And we give God thanks and praise. And tonight, we thank God, amen, for the woman of God that is coming to be with us on tonight. People of God, she's no stranger. She's no stranger to the line. Listen, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight to hear this woman of God. She has a standing commitment every Sunday, every Monday night. And here we are, amen, ready to hear what thus saith the Lord, because we know that there's a word from the Lord, amen, a precious word from the Lord. So go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight to hear this woman of God, people of God coming to us by way of, glory to God, Nassau, Bahamas. Amen, Jesus, we thank God for her now abiding in Banks, Alabama, at our headquarters church. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. We thank God for her. We thank God for her labor of love. We thank God again for her commitment and dedication to come to help us, amen, to spread this word. And people of God, we want to go ahead and get ready for the word. Get yourself positioned. Get your pen and your paper. Amen. Get ready on tonight to hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. As always, before we get started, we want to go ahead and sanctify our minds. Glory to God. So we're going to missionary. Fan, glory to God. Amen. We're going to ask missionary Fan. Amen. Missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come and sanctify our line on tonight. Glory be to God. And right after her, we're going to have our scripture reading. Glory be to God. We're going to have our scripture reading by none other than Sister Mary Holland. Amen. In that order, people of God. And then the next voice that you will hear after our scripture reading will be that of our speaker on tonight, God's messenger for this hour, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, Sister Fan. You have the platform. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again. Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, Lord God, giving your name the honor. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord God, we thank you so much for your mercy towards us tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, once again, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us this night, each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we may have said and done, Lord God, this day, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the thoughts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus that we have, Lord God, may have thought, Lord God, that wasn't even like you, Lord God. But we come tonight, Lord God, once again, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power in the name of Jesus and creating us, Lord God. Creating us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord God. Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for another day's journey, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for bringing us through this day, Lord God, unto this present hour, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, because we realize and know, Lord God, that we can't do nothing without you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord God, by your anointing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to touch each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. Give us ears, Lord God, a spiritual ear to hear what you will say unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way, Lord God. Let your choice anointing, Lord God, come on tonight, Lord God, and take us further, Lord God, in your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we realize and know tonight we can't do anything, Lord God, without you. We realize and know, Lord God, that we are nothing without you. So we come tonight, Lord God, to honor you and just to give you the glory, Lord God, this night. Move, Lord God, in the hospitals, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the nursing home, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, once again, look on the bereaved family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so many, Lord God, have their head hung, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but Lord God, we realize and know tonight, Lord God, that you are the lifter of our heads, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to help us to continue to learn how to lean and depend on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord God, just to even look on the young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to look on the babies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night to look on each and every one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, bless the woman of God on tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, and let us help us to make it easy for her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to be all on one accord, Lord God, with the same mind, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, to hear, Lord God, what you have prepared for us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move on, Mr. Bradley, Lord God. Touch it right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, open up that window of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just say thank you once again, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, even to look on the backsliders. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, touch their hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give them a heart of flesh once again, Lord God, and take away that stony heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say we magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate you so much, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you. And Lord God, by you, and we lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we will say amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 121st Psalm. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I have read to you the 121st Psalm in its entirety. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless God tonight for allowing us to come together one more time. It is a blessing to be in the land of the living. So many people died on last night. Some people died a minute ago. Some people will die before this night is over. They're no longer here to give God glory. They're no longer here to give him praise. Some people didn't have the chance to repent. Glory be to God. It was too late for them, but we are here today and tonight, wherever you are, whatever time it is, we are here to make it right with the Lord. We are here to draw closer with the Lord. This is our time. God is drawing us in. This is a time of great revival and repentance that is hitting the face of the earth like we've never seen it before. It might not look so, bless his name, but I believe, according to the word of God, God is drawing in a seed that he has chosen from the beginning of this world into himself. They're now giving God their undivided attention. Bless his name. And so I come in agreement with the protocol that has already been established tonight, but I do honor and praise God to my pastor, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, his wife, bless his name. And I thank God for this ministry, DPC Nation, and all of my brothers and sisters, and all of you that are taking the time out from near and far, wherever you're from, to come to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to us, including myself in this last hour. Because I can tell you God is speaking, but he's looking for those who's opening their ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us, not only the church, but to the nations and to people that are in a backslidden condition. Whatever your position or your condition is, God is speaking to each and every one of us in this last hour. Father, I thank you right now for what I'm about to say, God, what I'm about to declare, that you would be glorified, that you would release glory to God, your anointing, tonight. I stand in agreement that the prayer that has gone forth over this platform, I cover this platform with the blood of Jesus. I cover every individual with the blood of Jesus. I cover this line, this lifeline with the blood of Jesus against every interference and every interruption, that you put a hedge of protection, a dome over it as we carry your word forth in the name of Jesus. Neutralize the prince of the powers of the air and spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Neutralize, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every satanic, oh God, interference right now in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you now that if your word go forth, that lives would be transformed, mind would be renewed in the name of Jesus, and your people would be edified, but most of all, that you would receive the glory on this night in Jesus' name. Now tonight, everybody knows the story of Jonah. And I'm going to be dealing with the life of Jonah and the consequences of the disobedience of this prophet called Jonah. Bless his name. And everybody's familiar, I'm quite sure, is familiar with the story of Jonah. But I was led to bring this forth to you tonight. And I'm reading from Jonah chapter 1. And it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go down, bless his name. Arise and go down, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up and flew to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare or the price thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, hallelujah, tonight, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Verse 5, the mariners were afraid, every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares, or whatever they had on the ship, that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he laid and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for what and whence camest thou, or comest thou, what is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto them, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea roared and was tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Now the book of Jonah is about God's relationship with man. Jonah's character and God's dealing with him foreshadowed the subsequent history of the nation of Israel, who was outside of their land, a trouble to the Gentiles, yet witnessing to them, cast out but miraculously preserved. In the future, when they will be dealing with the deepest distress, calling upon the Lord as Savior, they will be finding deliverance and then becoming missionaries to the Gentiles. And you, Gentiles, and you can find that in Zechariah chapter 8, 7 to 23. But cooked ones, raised from the dead and carrying the salvation to the Gentiles. And so as I was reading it, you can hear that he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You heard where they cast lots for Jonah, as they cast lots for the garments of Jesus Christ. And so Jonah here is a representation of what Jesus was going to go through. Jonah was a prophet of Israel who lived during the time of Jeroboam the second. You can find that in 2 Kings 14:25. Jonah's name means dove, and he occupies the place as the first missionary. The historical character of Jonah's preservation in the great fish to the inhabitants of Nineveh is attested by Christ Jesus, who likens the prophet experience to his own burial and resurrection, and that is in Matthew chapter 12, 38 to 42, which said, "Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn them because they repented, glory be to God, tonight at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here." Now, the book of Jonah was initially set in Israel, where the prophet lived in the town of Gath Hepher near Nazareth, north of Galilee. When Jonah fled from God's assignment in Nineveh, he went to Joppa, a port city, or along the Mediterranean Sea to catch a ship sailing in the opposite direction to Tarshish. After his brief encounter with the great fish, Jonah returned to the land. The last two chapters of this book were set in Assyria, which is now present-day Iraq, if you read it. Now, Nineveh, the capital of ancient Assyrian Empire, was noted for its cruelty and violence. Don't we see that this is happening today? In every nation, there is cruelty and violence. Jonah chapter 3 and 8, if you read it. This is confirmed by the ancient records found there under the preaching of Jonah in the 8th century B.C. The city and king had turned to God. And you can find it in Jonah 3:3-10. But in the time of Nahum, a century or more later, the city had departed from God. Nineveh was one of the greatest cities of ancient times. So large was its metropolitan area that it would take 3 days to go through it. This is stated in Jonah, the book of Jonah. This statement was much like a question for the rise of modern archaeologists. So they find these things in archaeology. They have searched and they found this to be a true story. excavation in Mesopotamia has fully confirmed the statement in Jonah. And other parts of the Old Testament confirm about the greatness of Nineveh. Yet in 612 BC, Nineveh was so completely destroyed by its enemies that even its location was forgotten. Joppa is the place where Peter had his vision. And that's in Acts 9:36-43 and chapter 10 and 5. Tarshish, a city of a distant land, possibly Spain, that was rich in minerals. The land of Tarshish was rich in minerals. Now, the purpose of the book teaches that only true, genuine repentance can bring salvation to anybody. And it also demonstrates God's compassion towards all mankind. God wants all people truly to repent and receive salvation. Jonah was a minor prophet with a major message to the people of Nineveh. Now, the message of Jonah, as it is so often the case in the prophetic book, come on when it was ethically conditioned. If none of repentance or no repentance took place, it would be, the Bible said, did not repent, then the place would not be spared. But if they repented, then they would be spared. If it refused, if this place would be refused the gospel, it would be totally destroyed. Since God knew that Nineveh would ultimately reject his word and return to even greater wickedness than before, the prediction of destruction is given in absolute form. Never was a city more terribly destroyed than Nineveh. The whole book of Nahum is devoted to predicting this terribly utter destruction. The 40-day element was ethically conditioned, and the time was lengthened at the occurrence of the great temporary revival described in Jonah chapter 3. And so when Jonah went there, it's saying that the revival came to Nineveh, but they still did not stick with God. And so they were totally destroyed. Now, in getting into my message, God said that in this last hour, bless his name, obedience is extremely important to God, more than we think or realize, imagine, or even understand. There will be serious consequences and repercussions for disobedience. Many know the story about Jonah. God gave him an assignment, decided to do what he felt like doing. He chose, hallelujah, tonight to disobey a direct assignment that God gave him. If we examine ourselves tonight, are we all obeying or disobeying God to an assignment that he gave us? Are we doing what he asks us to do? God hates wickedness. He sent Jonah to Nineveh to warn the people and told them what God was going to do if they didn't take heed. God is searching for available vessels in this hour. He is looking for available vessels to use. He is looking for someone that will cry out against wickedness and all the evil that is happening in the earth. Decided that he was going to do things his way and disobey a direct command that God gave him. He abhorred the assignment. He aborted the assignment that God gave him. He tried to run and hide from the very presence of God. Jonah, like many others, failed to realize that no one can hide from the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And Psalms chapter, hallelujah, tonight, 139, from verses 7, it says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? 8 says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art dear. I make up my bed in hell. Glory to God. Behold, thou art dear. 9 said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, no matter how black the sea is, the Bible says, if you go into the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my ruins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy work, and my soul knoweth right well. In the name of Jesus. And so, if we look at the word of the Lord and look at Jonah, according to these verses, we cannot hide or escape from God. Jonah decided to use the money. He had to do his own thing. He decided to use the funds or the money that God gave him for his mission trip to do his own thing rather than using it to go and do the mission work that God instructed him to do, because he had to pay to go on the ship. Because of this, his decision, he felt the wrath and the anger of God against him. Many of us are just like Jonah today. God has a call and a purpose for our lives. Hallelujah. He has given us an assignment even before we were in our mother's womb. Our destinies and assignments were already established by God. But so many have yet to honor and obey the word of God, have yet to obey his voice, and things are not going the way they are. So many are running and hiding and finding all kind of excuses by God tonight. God told them, hallelujah, Jesus, what he wants them to do, but they are doing it their way. The resources that God gave so many to accomplish their assignment that was given for the work of the ministry, many have used it and is using it to do their own thing. Glory to God tonight, to satisfy their own selfish desires, spending it to do as they feel and not using it for the purpose he has given them for. And that is to help build his kingdom and to accomplish his will and his work in the earth. Many have already aborted and will abort their assignment. Some are thinking about doing it right now because ministry is not easy. Working for the kingdom of God is not easy. You will have a lot of challenges of time. Some may find themselves just like Jonah, running from the presence of the Most High God. Jonah decided to run and join himself with the unbelievers. Glory to God tonight. To follow them wherever they was going. Glory to God. Many in the churches are just like this today, hanging with the wrong crowd. Verse 4 tells us, because Jonah decided to disobey God, not only did he feel the wrath of God, but those who were helping him found themselves in trouble also. They had no knowledge of him. They did not find out anything about him. How many found themselves in this position at one time or another? You connect yourself with someone that God had not connected you with. This is the time to have greater discernment. We must learn to question God to find out if it is him that has connected you or me with those who we have around ourselves. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. Then you have a person around you that God has not assigned to be my God, your destiny helper, all hell will break loose. Because Jonah decided to take another direction, God sent a great wind into the sea that caused a mighty tempest in the sea to the point that it seemed as if the ship was about to break up. The judgment of God was against Jonah, so it caused everything and everyone around him to feel the anger and the wrath of God, everything and everyone around him felt the effect of disobedience, hallelujah, Jesus, and rebellion. Everything and everyone, hallelujah, that is connected to you, that God did not assign, they will find themselves in trouble, hallelujah, if you are walking in disobedience, hallelujah. Everything began to fall apart, and the ones that were helping him suffered the consequences along with Jonah. We need to take this as an example. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus tonight, we need to take this as an example, people of God, and realize that when God gives us an assignment, we are leaders. Decide to go the wrong way or do our own thing, all hell will break loose around us, and those around us will also suffer. There are many examples in the Bible where families suffer or was blessed because of one person's obedience or disobedience to God. Noah was an example of this. Noah obeyed God. He was the only one that had found grace in the eyes of God. He was the only one that was found righteous and faithful, and his family was saved because of his obedience to God. I got to drink a little bit of water. Excuse me for a second. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because of his faithfulness and righteousness, his family was saved from the flood. The same thing with Lot. Lot, he was the only one and righteous during the time of Sodom. His family was spared and saved from destruction because of him. But his wife decided she was not ready to lose the lifestyle of that perverted nation. So she lost her life because God turned her in to a pillar of salt. Bless the name of the living God. Esther, because she decided to obey the voice of her uncle that was used by God to save the Jews from the destruction during the time of her reign as the queen, glory be to God, God used her to save the Jewish nation. In Joshua chapter 7, it's the story of Achan that stole something from their enemies that was cursed. So he caused the life of his entire family to be destroyed. And just in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Kemi, the son of Zebdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent from Jericho to Ai, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Haven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and view. And they returned to Joshua and said, let all the people go up. Glory be to God. And so the men of Ai, as they did what Joshua told them to do, glory to God, this man, Achan, decided that he was going to go there and take something that God forbid them to take. And so it says in verse 12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their back enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. And so God said to them, you will not win a battle or victory until you get rid of what was causing you to lose the battle. He said, sanctify the people. Call them. Get them clean up because something is wrong somewhere in the camp. In the morning, in verse 14, therefore ye shall be brought according to your tribe, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And so God was dealing with the whole family, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so Joshua rose up early in the morning and did what God said to do. And Joshua brought his household man by man, hallelujah, was the one that was guilty. And Joshua said in verse 19 to Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to God, the God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord and God of Israel, and thus have I done. And then I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wage of gold of 50 shekels. Then I coveted them. So he coveted, he lusted after them. Hallelujah. And he took them. And behold, they are laid in the earth in the midst of my tent. And Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid. And Joshua and all Israel's Zerai and the silver and the garments and the wage of gold and his sons and his daughters, his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his pen and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned them and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor unto this day. And so God is showing us here that we have the death, that he has the destiny and life of someone in our hands. We have somebody's destiny tied up in our hands. And so we got to be careful in this hour who we are connecting with. When God gives us an assignment and we do what we feel like doing, when we feel like doing it and not accomplish or fulfill the assignment that he has given us, then whatever he has to do to get your attention, he will do it. Even if he has to allow the devil to break you up or afflict you like he did to Job. If he has to put you or any one of us on the bed of affliction to allow us to face hardship or misfortune, to strip us from everything that is a distraction in our life that is keeping us from taking, my God, from fulfilling our purpose in this earth, he will do it. Whatever it takes to get our undivided attention, people of God, God is saying tonight he is going to allow it to happen. In verse 5 of the book of verse 1, we see here in this verse that the people became afraid and they began to cry out to their God. That didn't, so they decided to lighten the load. They started throwing things off the ship. Hallelujah, God, my God, tonight, to stop what was happening, to stop what was going on. Hallelujah, Jonah was the cause of the problem, but he was down in the ship taking a nap in the middle of the storm. He was fast asleep down way in the bottom of the ship, hiding from the presence of the Lord. The heathen and the idol worshippers that he was traveling with was struggling to reach their destination, but to no avail. The spirit of fear was in the ship of them. Glory to God tonight. They thought the gods that they worshiped were able to deliver them from the storm that was about to destroy them. When you think about this, so many are just like Jonah, doing what they feel. Hallelujah. Then those around us suffer. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, tonight, suffer along with you. So many are relaxed. God says, so many are relaxed. The spirit of complacency, disobedience, and rebellion is taking over so many lives. These demonic forces put you in a position where you're so complacent about the things of God. We've got to understand that demons are around us to distract us and cause us not to focus on what we should be doing in this last hour. Where you have fallen fast asleep like Jonah, but God says so many are fast asleep. Some are in a comatose position, just like Jonah was fast asleep. You find yourself in a convicted about what they're supposed to be doing, about disobeying God. Glory to God. And we see Jonah was fast asleep like Jesus was fast asleep on the boat when the disciples was in the storm. Glory be to God. Amos chapter 6:1 said, woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named the chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came away the evil day and caused the seat of violence to come near. And so God said, a lot of people are putting away the evil day. They don't care about the evil that is happening. It don't bother them. And the Bible said, when you come to this point in your life that it doesn't bother you, then it caused the seat of violence to come near. That lie upon people that lie, verse 4 said, those that are complacent, that lie upon their bed of ivory and stretch themselves up upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall. So in other words, what God is saying, people are relaxed. They're home on their couches, sitting down the lap. They're laying down on their nice bed. Some of them have all kind of mahogany beds. The Bible said they're laying on bed of ivory. We know ivory is expensive. And so God is describing here the complacency that is in the people of God and in the nation, that they are so relaxed that nothing bothers them. They're stretching themselves out on their couches, watching TV on the internet, eating the best food, and they are not checking as to what is happening in the nation. He said in verse 5, they chant to the sound of viol, means a skin jar or a pitcher, a skin bottle that makes music like a guitar, and they invent to themselves instruments like David. They drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointment, that they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore, now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. And so what God is saying, these people are so relaxed that they go into all kinds of banquets and parties, and they're not grieved for what is happening in the nation. They're nothing. The death rate, the violence, the bloodshed don't bother a lot of people. And God said, these are the kind of people that are in Zion. He's talking about Zion. He's talking about the church. They are complacent and falling asleep in the church. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God said, when you get like this, you end up sinking deeper and deeper into your sin. Many lay down in their mess, act like God have no eyes or no air. The captain of the ship needed to find the solution to the problem. He needed answers to the question as to why they were about to die. Glory be to God on tonight. Everyone was calling on their God that was powerless. Their God was deaf. Their God was dumb. Their God was blind. Their God was disabled. They were calling on the wrong God. While Jonah was missing in action, laying down fast asleep in the middle of the storm, God is saying, many today are sleeping while all hell is breaking loose around them. They are calling on the wrong God. Many are taking my God, the things that are happening in the earth lightly. They think it's just nature taking its course. They are trying to find a way to stop the things from happening. But we got to realize that God is allowing these things to happen, and there is nothing that no one can do to stop it, because it's in the word of God and it must come to pass. In verse 6-8 of Jonah chapter 1, the captain had a good memory, or must have had the names of all those that were traveling with them, because he remembered that Jonah was missing. He found him fast asleep, hiding. He woke him up and began to question him. He asked him, how can you sleep in a time like this? Glory to God on tonight. Doesn't it sound like Jesus when he was fast asleep during the storm, and they had to wake him up to do something about it so that they would not perish? Jesus speak to the wind and the storm stood still. Jonah had to be thrown overboard, and the storm struck the God of heaven tonight. Many today in the body of Christ can ask themselves the same question, because many are lazy, relaxed, and complacent. The captain told Jonah to wake up and call on his God. Maybe his God might have mercy on them, so he believe so that they won't die or they won't perish. Glory to God on tonight. Peter and the disciples had to call on Jesus to wake him up because the spirit of fear overtook them, just like how it overtook them, those men on that ship. My God, in the name of Jesus, even though Jesus is right on board, glory to God tonight. How many know that God is right there in the storm you are going through, but the spirit of fear will overtake your life. Hallelujah. Tonight, they decided to cast lots. It's like you're flipping a coin to see who was guilty of the destruction that they were about to encounter. And the lot was passed, was cast. It fell on Jonah. He was guilty as charged. Jonah was asked more questions. They asked him, who is causing this trouble? They begged him to say, that was begging him and pleading to Jonah to tell them what was going on. They said, what kind of job did you do? Where did you come from? What country did you come from? Who is your family? They waited after the trouble take place to ask questions. If you look in today's world, before you travel, they will find out everything about you before you can leave on a plane or whatever way you travel. You have to prove that you have a clean police record or you are qualified to enter another country. They didn't do that with Jonah. They just let him on board. Here, now we see that Jonah was exposed. Glory be to God. He could no longer hide his guilt. He had no choice but to confess his sins and all the mess he had made. This is an example of what God is doing to those who think that they can continue to hide their sins. They hide behind big names, positions, powers, accolades, white collars, signs, and wonder. They hide behind ministry, sneaking around, failing to realize that you can't hide from men, but you cannot hide from God. Bless his name tonight. But God will expose, and it's exposing many, just like he exposed Jonah. This is a time and season of great exposure. Hallelujah, God, that many that are operating in the spirit of rebellion and disobedience, like Jonah, will be exposed. Exposed. God is bringing them to open shame and disgrace. They will have no choice but to confess the mess they have made. Psalms 1:1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Too many are operating underneath a curse. They are stumbling blocks, and many are turning their backs on God. They are backsliding. Glory to God. In Jonah chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, as we read before, when Jonah confessed who he was and the God he served, it brought a greater level of fear upon everyone on that ship. Apparently, Jonah was the only one that was serving the only true eternal God. He served the God of creation. He feared him. These people became extremely afraid when they heard about the God that Jonah was serving. And so we should be in the position that when people hear about the God that we are serving, they should become afraid. There should be a level of fear that should overtake the lives of those who we come in contact with if we say we are serving the God of heaven, if we are serving Jesus. But there is no fear when we say we serve Jesus. There is no fear in my God. In the heathen, when we say that we are Christians, they do not fear because we are in the last hour where people have no fear of God at all in the name of Jesus. But these men, they became extremely afraid. They questioned him again, asking him why he ran from the presence of God. They now know who and what calamity that befall them. They asked another question. What should they do with him so that they can have peace? While they were busy trying to find out from Jonah what was going on, the situation grew worse. Many can say they have been in this predicament before. We are going through so much because of the choices we make. And when we find out what it is, we find ourselves asking so many questions. While we are asking questions, we find that the problems only escalate. They were in the middle of the storm. There was no place to turn to, no escape route. They asked Jonah what was the solution to the problem they were dealing with. The only suggestion was to throw him into the ocean so that the storm, glory be to God, will be over. Sometimes the questions, hallelujah, the answers to the questions and the solutions to the problems is right before our very eyes. When we ask the one who caused the problem to help us solve that problem, and that's because they are to blame. And so sometimes we will find ourselves in such mess, just like Jonah. Glory be to God tonight. And so the solution, Jonah gave them solution. Jonah said, take me up and throw me overboard. Hallelujah. But they refused to throw Jonah overboard. My God, and the more they refused, the more worse it became. Glory be to God, until they made up their mind to do what Jonah says to do. And when they did what Jonah says to do, hallelujah, in verse 14 says, they began to cry unto the Lord. Hallelujah, God. They began to lift up their voice and cry for God to help them. But Jonah said, you got to listen to me. You got to get rid of me. Jonah told them what the answer was to save their lives and acknowledged that the fault was his own. They refused to listen. They tried all they can. How many have been in this condition before? My God, tonight, where there is a person in your life or crosses your path, and suddenly all hell is breaking loose all around you. They tell you, hallelujah, what is happening to you. It's their fault. They are responsible for your downfall and tell you how to solve the problem by getting rid of them. To let them go helps you to solve the problem. But sometimes you refuse to listen. Maybe a relationship, maybe a friendship. It could be a position. It may be even a family member. It may be even a job. It may be something to do with ministry. And God is saying, let it go. But you don't take heed to what God is saying. Glory to God. God is showing you by allowing all hell to break loose in your life and all around you, but you're still holding on to what is killing you. Glory to God. To what is causing your downfall, causing your life to be in danger. But you refuse to take heed. In verse 13, after all the efforts to avoid throwing Jonah into that ocean because they had a fear that he was going to die, no matter how hard they tried to avoid getting rid of Jonah, they had to do what he told them to do. God, who is in control and controls nature, caused the sea to become more dangerous. We have to realize that no one can deliver us from the trials that God is sending our way if we refuse to obey God. No prophetic word or prayer can deliver us if we refuse to obey God. If God has you go into the fire and you will stay in that fire until God decides to take you out of that fire, because he's making and molding you in the fire. In verse 14, they didn't turn their they turned to their God to deliver them, but that did not work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They had to turn to the God of all creation that made the sea turn the way it did and the way it, my God. And as they threw Jonah over, they began to pray. These heathen people, these heathens began to ask God for his mercy for what they were about to do. It doesn't matter who the person is or how sinful they may be. If they talk to God, God will open his ears to listen. God will use anyone or anything to accomplish his will. He used Rahab the prostitute to deliver Israel. Hallelujah. He used a donkey to speak to the prophet who was going to curse Israel, and many others that we might say isn't worthy to be used by God. You will find God will use that same person that you think is not qualified to be used by God. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. According to Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. He takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Hallelujah. If you look in 1 Corinthians 1, it tells you that because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And so God is saying the things of God is foolishness when we try to understand it with our natural mind. In verse 15, glory be to God. He that is spiritual judges all things. God said that if you be spiritual, you'll be able to judge what is going on. Hallelujah. So they were not spiritual, so they were not able to discern or judge what was going on. God got their attention. They had no choice but to get rid of Jonah. Many times God tells us to get rid of something, tells from that person or that thing that can cause our downfall. That is a distraction, my God, in our lives. Hallelujah. When we don't take heed, he will send calamity in our lives. When we are rebellious and disobedient toward him, he will get an undivided attention. I'm telling you, God is going to get a lot of people undivided attention in this last hour. He allows things to happen so we can understand that he is God and he is in control, and we will not get away with disobedience or rebellion, which we were doing before. In this last hour, disobedience and rebellion is the sin of witchcraft in the eyes and in the nose of God. And so when we rebel and disobey God, we are in the spirit of witchcraft. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. In verse 14, they said they didn't want to have nothing to do with the innocent blood, but they didn't realize that Juno was not innocent. He was guilty of rebellion and disobedience toward God. Now they realize that what was happening was orchestrated by the Almighty. They had to realize that God is the one that caused everything to happen. The minute they threw Jonah overboard, they saw the peace came in. Hallelujah. So many suffer longer than expected because they refuse to get rid of the things. They refuse to get rid of baggages, distractions, hindrances, stagnations. Everything that is holding them back, hallelujah, holding them hostage, keeping them from the next level, from their blessing, from their breakthrough, from their release. They're holding on to that thing. This is a great example to let us know that when God tells us to do something, he means what he says, and he says what he means. And if we disobey, we will have no peace or no rest until we get rid of the problem. Glory be to God tonight. As soon as the men on the ship saw what happened, when they get rid of Jonah, everything suddenly changed. God wants to do a suddenly change in our lives, but there are some things he's saying to let go. He's saying to get rid of it. He's saying to obey me. Verse 16 says, they feared God exceedingly, and what they did is offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. These people who were heathens had no relationship with God, knew that they had to do something to make amends with God, to show their gratitude for what he has done in saving their life. How do we show gratitude to God, people of God, when God do something to you? What sacrifice do we make to show God how grateful we are, to show our gratitude toward him? What sacrifices we make to please him when we mess up or sin against him? Thank you, Lord God, tonight. God prepared a big fish. What is the meaning of prepared? Prepared means to appoint. Glory be to God tonight. It means to assign. It means to ordain. So God appointed, ordained, and assigned a fish, my God, a whale, hallelujah, to take Jonah up, hallelujah, God, out of the sea. God works by appointment. God works by ordination. And God works with assignment. Jonah was thrown from a frying pan into the fire. The sea was deadly, but in comparison to a stink smelling fish, I cannot say which one of them was unbearable or were more unbearable, which one was worse, hallelujah, because when you look at the sea and then you look at the fish, you can't hardly breathe like George Floyd. God was showing how much he cared for him by not letting the sea swallow Jonah up. Hallelujah, God, by preparing this fish that brought Jonah his deliverance. Hallelujah, God. God is God all and he can and will do what he wants, and when he wants to do it. He can send your deliverance in the way you he chooses to send it. You might not like your deliverance. You might not like the way, or we might not like the way God is sending our deliverance, but he is God. Hallelujah tonight. In Jonah chapter 2, we read from verse 1 to 10, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. I cried, thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floors compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the around me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jonah said, and the weed were wrapped around my head. Hallelujah, tonight. He said, I went down to the bottom of the mountain. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My prayer came unto him, and my prayer came unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities and forsake their mercies, but I will sacrifice, glory to God, unto thee. Hallelujah tonight. Thanksgiving, I would pray, hallelujah, that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. And so Jonah was telling us here tonight that what he went through was like hell. And the Lord spake to the fish in verse 3, and it vomited Jonah upon dry land. In chapter 2, Jonah felt as if he was going through affliction, being in the belly of that fish. Glory to God on tonight. And Jonah chapter 2 was like hell. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. And what does hell mean in the lexicon? It means Sheol, underworld, the grave, the pit, the underworld. Hallelujah, tonight. It means it's a designation for the abode of dead people. It is a place of no return. Hallelujah, God, a place without God, without the presence of God. That's what hell is all about. And people who refuse to repent, and people who refuse to give it all up to God, and people who refuse to turn their life over, God said hell is like the underworld. Hell is the grave. Hell is the pit. Hell is the underworld. Hell is the designation of the dead people. It is a place of no return. It is the place where the fire of God is not quenched. It is a place without the presence of Almighty God. Bless the name of Jesus. It also says that the wicked are sent there for punishment, but the righteous escape it. When you think about inmates, a person in the prison system, you are behind bars, locked away in a cell without freedom. That's how Jonah felt. Jesus, glory to God tonight. Excuse me. Jesus had the same experience, but had all power in his hand. He went down in hell to set the captive free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like most of us today, Jonah waited until God dealt with him for his eyes to be open. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And his eyes have to be open to understand how much God despised and hates disobedience. We've got to understand God literally despised and hates disobedience. Some blame it on the devil. Hallelujah. And when things begin to happen, but we sometimes need to check ourselves to see if we are doing what God asks us to do. We blame it on the devil, but fail to realize sometimes that it's their disobedience, hallelujah, that caused them to suffer the consequences for their disobedience. When we rebel and do things our way, God will move the head from protection from around us and allow the devil to have our lives. And we know Job was innocent. We know Job didn't do anything, but God allowed the devil to afflict Job. So can you imagine when we disobey and rebel? Don't you think God will move the hedge of protection and allow that devil to beat you down? Glory be to God tonight. God gives us choices. He told Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 30, 15 to 20, to choose life. Hallelujah. Verse 15 said, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day, not tomorrow, he said, but this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest, and heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. I denounce, in verse 18 it says, I denounce unto you, pronounce unto you this day, that ye shall surely perish, and ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. And so God is telling Israel here that if you say you, this is the consequences. He said in 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you death and life, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God said, choose to obey me, choose life, so you and your children can live. You, we are, my God, Jesus, help us tonight. We got to understand God is holding the leader of that house, children, responsible for that home. If you're a man tonight, God said you are responsible for that home. Glory be to God tonight. If you're a single parent, you're responsible for the children and that home tonight. Thank you, Lord. Verse 20 says that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and my God, the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And so God is saying, obey his voice, that you may live, that you may cleave unto him. He says, stick with me. Don't leave me. Stay with me. Cleave unto me. Hold on to me with all your life. Why? He said, because it's going to bring you length of days. It's going to cause you to live longer. You will dwell in the land, and God said, I'm going to put the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob upon you. In chapter 2 and verse 2, Jonah was going through in the belly of the fish that made him cry out to God in prayer. Cry is not silent, people of God. It is a place of desperation. We're talking about mourning and wailing before God. There is a sound God is waiting to hear from those who are desperate for deliverance. There is a sound that God is waiting to hear from the mouth and the voice of those who are desperate. Some people say, oh, I pray quietly and don't take all of that. But let me tell you something. If you get like Jonah between a rock and a hard place, there's a cry that will come from your belly. If someone put a gun to your head, or you find yourself, my God, in a place where you should not be, I believe there is a cry that you're going to stand up before the Lord. And God said, when Jonah cried in his affliction, the Lord heard him. Where? Hallelujah. God is speaking now. God said, hallelujah, cry unto me. Lift up your voice in desperation. Jonah was being afflicted. He felt that he was in the belly of hell. The first thing he had to do was acknowledge the fact that he was at fault. The second thing for his deliverance to come, he needed to do was cry out to the only person that could help him, and that was God. The third thing that he needed to do was by crying out. He needed to cry, lift up his voice. He heard him because cry out. The fourth thing Jonah did, he began to testify about his experience in the belly of the fish. As he described it, he compared it to hell, which means he was in one of the most horrible conditions and positions. position, hallelujah, Lord God, and situation that anyone could find themselves in. He cried out because of his affliction. What does affliction mean? Distress, trouble, tightness in a tight place, tribulation, adversity, anguish, hallelujah, Jesus. And the belly, or belly means the womb. What is a womb? A womb is a bosom or a body of anything within the womb. And you can refer that to a woman's womb. Hallelujah, Jesus. And hell, the definition of hell, as I explained earlier, but there's a more definition, is a place where God, is a place where God is saying tonight, it's of extreme degradation in sin. It is a place tonight where God has said, come out of it. Place where God is saying, my presence is not there. Get up and run for your life. For his disobedient Jonah found himself in a dark place, an isolated place, an abandoned place, a lonely place, a place of remembrance of the sin he committed against the Most High. He was in a stink, smelly place. No windows, no exit, no fresh air, no place to move around in. He had no freedom. His freedom was taken away by force. He was in a confined place. He was in confinement like in a prison cell, restricted for 3 days and three nights. How Jesus was in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. No access to food, so he had to fast and pray. He had no access to water, no bed to lie in. Glory be to God. He had no comfortable couch to lay on, no ivory bed to lay in. Glory be to God tonight. No bathroom to take a bath, no my toilet to use the toilet, no toothbrush or toothpaste, no internet, no phones, no TV, no laptop, no tablet, no iPad, no family, no friend, no pastor or leader to turn to help him to pray. No one to find himself in a dark, lonely place. He was left all alone to work out his own salvation with fear and with trembling. Glory be to God tonight. He had many sleepless days and nights. He could not even see the sun to let him know when it was morning. He could not see the sun to let him the moon at night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He could not see the stars. He could no longer see the beauty of the earth. Hallelujah. He could no longer see the flowers and the trees, even the beauty of the sea that he was cast into. This experience changed his life forever. I can only imagine the traumatizing position and condition Jonah found himself in, wondering if he would die, wondering if he would see the world again, wondering if this is the end of his life. He had 3 days and three nights to sit in, my God, tonight, to sit down and think about what he did. Glory to God. He had 3 days and three nights to sit in an unsanitized condition with the stench of the inside of a smelly fish and think about the active action toward God. He could not even complain or blame God. For whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. He sowed the seed of disobedience and rebellion and reaped the punishment that sin that committed against God. And so we've got to understand, people of God, when you see we don't obey God, remember what Jonah went through and remember that God ain't playing and remember that God ain't loving nobody more than the next. I don't care if you're the bishop, the apostle, the prophet, the prophetess. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is saying tonight you'll find yourself in a place like Jonah where you have access to nobody to pray for you, access to nobody to sign an agreement with you. He will put you in confinement to get your undivided attention. Chapter 2, 3 through 6 said, Jonah was thrown into the depth of the ocean. He was thrown out wide with a storm raging. He was surrounded by a flood. He was pulled into the bottom of the floor. Hallelujah, tonight. God said, don't wait till you have to get thrown out. Hallelujah, while the storm is raging in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah, tonight. He could no longer see the sky. Hallelujah. Listen tonight. This story of Jonah, we better take heed to what God is saying. he said in verse 7 to 10 that my soul fainted within me. I remember the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee in thy holy temple, that they observe lying vanities, that forsake them your mercies. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pray that I have vowed. The salvation is of the Lord. And so Jonah decided that he was going to now turn to God. He decides to tell God that he repents. He decides to worship. He decides to pray. He decides to praise God. So horrible that his soul pleaded, and he had to go through all of this to remember that God is God, and no one disobeyed him and get away with it. He was no longer running and hiding from the presence of God. God had to get his undivided attention. Hallelujah. Now he should have been praying and seeking God before he decided to run. How many find themselves like that? Before you decide to do it your way. Hallelujah. God is saying, seek me. Find out what I need you to do. Find out what the call is. Look for where I have you to be. Don't do it your way and then find yourself in a place, hallelujah, where you should not be. Glory to God tonight. He waited until trouble hit his life to do what God had instructed him to do from the very beginning. Thank you, Lord. It took all of his affliction and trouble to hit his life for him to remember who God is. It took all of this to make him pray and turn his life around. People of God, under the sound of my voice tonight, I beg you on this night, do not be like Jonah. Do not wait for God to put you in a position that seems like hell and you can't find an escape route. Now is the time. Hallelujah, God. The Bible said, now is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. It may be just a little bit too late. Jonah had a chance to repent and make it right. Many who think that they might have the same opportunity may one day find themselves in a place of no return. He realized that he had done, like, for tonight, he realized that what he had done was like worshiping vanities. He said, those kind of persons forsake the mercies of God. Here he is telling it straightforward that anything you put before God like he did causes you to not experience the mercies of God. Your own desires can become an idol of vanity before God tonight. People of God, it can become a stumbling block between you and Almighty God. Glory to God. In verses 7 to 9, you remember God. And so many people today in the body of Christ, as I close this tonight, are facing and going through just like Jonah, because they are doing things their way. Their own lust and desire to please themselves have taken the place of God and his word in their lives. It is an idol before God and could keep you from walking in obedience and walking in your purpose and walking in the fullness of what God has called you to be. Your flesh, our flesh, it can be an idol when we stop fulfilling the purpose of God on our life. Because when your flesh get in the way, like Jonah's flesh got in the way of his purpose, then you'll find it through to run and turn your back on the ministry and the vision he gave you. Your assignment is delayed and put on hold because your flesh desires to be just like Jonah. God says that there is a war between the flesh and the spirit, and these two are contrary to one another. And you can find that in Romans chapter 7 and 5. And so God is saying it's time to put our flesh under subjection. So when we were in the flesh, the sinful things, the passion, God said, put them away. It is time for us to walk in the spirit. It is time for us to seek the face of God. It is time for us to get up, arise, and shine. For the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon us. And so, people of God, tonight, as you've heard the word of God, God is speaking expressly. He says, so when we were in the flesh, the sinful things, passions, which were aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit unto death. But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all the manner of evil desires from the Lord. Sin was dead. And so Paul is saying tonight, the commandment, God is speaking. commandment is holy and just and true. And God is saying it's time to do what he says. It's time to keep his commandment. It is time to walk upright. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. And so God is something about keeping the laws of God. It's something about obeying the commandment of God. And so God is speaking to Jonah tonight to let us know, people of God, hallelujah, tonight, that it's time to obey God. It's time to stop putting off. It's time to stop procrastinating. God spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah out. And the wrath of God sinks against Jonah. And so we got to realize it's going to take that person to go to God and choose genuine repentance, crying out to God for his mercy and his grace to be set free. If you find yourself in a position like this, God is so powerful, awesome, and amazing that he can control a fish to follow his order. But human beings who are obeying God, a fish obeys God, but we who are made in the image of and likeness of God, we are disobeying God on a daily basis. So if God put you in a particular position, it's because he is trying to get our undivided attention. And so, God, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you, God, for this word tonight, God, that got my undivided attention. Because I found myself, I was in a place like Jonah when I backslid for 3 years. I found myself like Jonah, I almost went to prison. I found myself like Jonah, I was rebellious and going and drinking and falling down drunk. I found myself doing the things, running from the presence of the Lord just like Jonah. And so, God, I thank you tonight that you had mercy on me. And I believe that there are many tonight could testify tonight on this line that they found themselves in a place like Jonah. And tonight is the night of repentance. Tonight is the night to make it right with God. Tonight, my God, tonight, something God tell you to do and you're not doing. God said, this is the night to get it done. This is the night to turn that assignment, that prayer life, that worship life, that whatever it is. God said, this is the time to get it right. In the name of Jesus, Father, let this word stay in the hearts of your people. Let this word, God, saturate the lives of the minds of your people, Lord, and those who have yet to repent, to know that this is a time and the day of salvation. And I'm done with this word tonight, and you have heard the word of the Lord. And those of you who have heard the word of the Lord, and you know that if you know that you are not ready to die, you know that your life is not sorted, or you know that you have not repented, you know that you're still trying to make a decision. There are some that know that they're doing something that we should not be doing, and God tells us to do something else. God is saying tonight that this is the time of repentance. This is the time to make it right with God. If you desire prayer, or if you desire to give your life over to the Lord, this line is open. Whosoever will, the Bible said, let him come. You can press *6 and come on over and say, God, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I'm tired of running like Jonah. I'm tired of disobeying you like Jonah. Things are not going well. I'm trying to figure out why is things happening in my life. God has given you the solution and letting you know it can be happening in your life because you're not obeying me, because you're not doing what I'm telling you to do. You're not surrendering all. You're trying to hide from me. You're sneaking around in the dark. You're doing this and that, but you still say, I know God. You still say, I believe I'm saved. But there are conditions, hallelujah. Jonah has to realize that there are conditions that he has to live up to that God expected from him, and he didn't do it, so God dealt with him. And so there are conditions God expects us to live up to, and if we're not doing it, then there is something that must happen. So if you know that you need God tonight, you want us to pray, you may press *6 and you may come over to this platform, and I believe that God is here waiting on you on this night. But if there is no one that desires to give their life to the Lord, we turn this back into the hand of Evangelist Bradley.
Praise God, praise God, praise God on tonight. Amen. What a word. What a word, what a word on tonight. Amen. We thank God, glory to God, for all that our ears have heard, people of God. We see, amen, the challenges, the dangers we can run into when we rebel and don't do what God has given us to do. Amen. Glory to God. We don't want to find ourselves in those predicaments. We don't want to find ourselves in those ways. And we just give God thanks and praise for this word on tonight that has come to warn us, people of God. It has come to warn us. It has come, glory to God, to remind us, amen, that it's not good to fall into the hands of an angry God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, amen, again for this word. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, so much was said. We thank God for the suddenlies, amen, suddenlies. Amen, that are on the way. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Sudden changes, sudden circumstances turn around just like that. Amen. And I tell you, just again, so much has been said on tonight. People of God never want to go back and rehash what the word has been. But I tell you, we definitely need this word. We need to get this word, people of God, not just to hear it, but get it in our hearts, get it in our spirit, people of God, so that we can obey God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. Again, we give him thanks. We give him praise. We bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. I want to remind you, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Just text us, and the number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our international listeners, you can certainly text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. For those of you that are downloading the broadcast via our blog station, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we thank God that you're able to find value, that you're able to find something in this word, in the word that comes forth here on this PNN. We thank God, amen, Jesus, that you're able to get something out of it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight again for each of you people of God. Just want to again remind you of our upcoming anniversary celebration, which will be July the 8th. That's on a Saturday, July the 8th. People of God at the Crown Plaza, T01. Aberdeen Parkway. Again, at 201 Aberdeen Parkway. People of God, we want you to come. We want you to come, come, come. Listen, let us know. Glory to God, we would like to get our RSVPs. If you're planning to come, please, ma'am, please, sir, just reach out to us and let us know. There is a Eventbrite out on our social media page that you can go out there. You can go out there and RSVP for the anniversary celebration. If you don't have the WhatsApp, if you don't have the social media, you can certainly reach out to us via either one of those numbers. Either one of those numbers. Text us, call us, let us know that you're planning to come. We'd like to have ample space for everybody. So we really need to know. If you're planning to come, please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know in advance so that we can get our numbers, so that we can plan accordingly. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God again. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for your coming to be with us here on the Prayer Needs Network Global We thank God for you, people of God. Listen, again, get a copy of this broadcast. Get a copy. Send a copy. Let someone else know, amen, Jesus, of the word that you have heard on tonight. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we thank God for you, woman of God. Let us turn our hearts towards our speaker on tonight. Glory to God for this word, for the breaking of her body. Glory to God for the time that she has sacrificed to come and bring such a word on tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. Now we give you thanks. We praise you. Father, we thank you for this word that you have delivered unto your people. We thank you tonight, glory to God, this word. Father, we're asking that you would help us to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Even in this time, glory to God, Father, help us not to just listen with our natural ears, but help us to listen with our spiritual ears, that our heart would hear and understand what you're saying to us individually. In the precious name of Jesus, we give you thanks, we give you praise, oh God, for your servant on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless her tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause there to be suddenly in her life, glory to God, sudden blessings, certain miracles, oh God, certain signs and wonders, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, bless her tonight. Father, bless everything that concerns her. Bless everything that's connected to her, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, this night, oh God, we glorify you, oh God. We glorify you, hallelujah. Glorify you on tonight for this word and for your messenger on tonight. Glory to God. This prepared word, glory to God, in this time and in this hour. We give you thanks. We give you praise now in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you will open doors for your servant tonight. Father, open doors, open doors, open doors, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, open doors, open doors, open doors unto her. Father, glory to God, look upon the altar of her heart, oh God, and give her very heart's desire. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we touch and agree. Glory to God, believing, yes, God, believing by faith that it's already done. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will cover her in your shed blood. Father, cover her, seal her, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Cover, oh, God, cause your glory to cover her in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, and bind every hand, every wicked one, oh, God, every wicked plan of the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus, we glory to God. We forbid any backlash on tonight. We forbid any retaliation of the enemy. Father, for your covering, oh God, your glory, oh God, cause her to be sealed. Cause her to walk in it, oh God. Oh God, in her going out, in her coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight for her. We're thanking you for elevation on tonight. We're thanking you for elevation on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Ha. Yeshadabaha. Ye gloshaba. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you for what you're doing in our life. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for your angels, oh God, that you've given to be charged over her, to keep her in all of her ways. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. We do, oh God, forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it on tonight as sons of God. Hallelujah. We forbid it on tonight as sons of God. And for this, Father, we praise you. We thank you. Father, hide her behind your precious cross. Again, oh God, cover her in your shed blood. For this we do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hiya. Yay. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hiya, ya, ya. Oba, hiya, hiya. Ooh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, glory to God, we count it and we decree it so. Amen, 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 amen on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woman of God, again, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you. We thank God for ordered steps. We thank him for ordering your steps. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. Glory. Haya, haya. Woo. Haya, la bahasa. Hey, galabahasa na. Yeye, la bokohusha. Haya, la dalili ya mosta hasa. Yeye, la de hasa hasa. Woo. Haraba babahasa. Rohohusha. Bogoremia, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you again, woman of God. Thank you again for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Glory to God. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. Amen, Jesus, for other remarks and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you. We thank God for you. You have the platform tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. We bless God for you in a special way, Evangelist Bradley and the PNN advisors and the Pilgrims. We thank God for PNN in a special way because God has used PNN to connect basically millions of people from every nation through technology to come together to hear a word from God, or to hear a prayer, or to hear something that can boost our spirit, or something that can encourage us, something that we need to know, we need to hear. And I don't take lightly when I come and listen, or if something is speaking, because I know that, like God said, that the sign of Jonah will be in the last days. And we know Jonah was rebellious and disobedient. He said, no sign will be given him except the sign of Jonah. And we know what God did to Jonah. We heard the consequences of what happened to Jonah. He said that spirit of Jonah is going to be in this last days, and many will find themselves just like Jonah. So that's what he was saying when they was questioning him. The sign of Jonah. We look around, it's in the nation. The disobedience and the rebellion that is happening against God, against the assignment of God, against ministries, against leadership, against everything. It's a sign of Jonah. It's a sign of Jonah, where people are basically running from church and running from God rather than running to him. So it's a sign of Jonah that is now in the earth in full demonstration, in full manifestation. So this is the time to take heed. When God is sending a word, and he said, there's signs, you look for signs that are saying, it's now time for me to really give it up. It's time for me to obey. It's time for me to let go, and let God have his way. And like I was saying, as I was praying earlier, that I found myself in a place like Jonah, where I walked in disobedience and rebellion, almost went to prison, almost got my throat slit, almost got shot in my head, sleeping in the house, gunfire over my head. I can tell you so much stories where I was in a backsliding condition or I was doing my own thing. But because, hallelujah tonight, because of the mercy and the grace, because God had already called me and chosen me, he spared my life. It's because of his grace that I'm on this line talking with you tonight. So I can understand when you say the sign of Jonah, I was there. But I praise God that I made up my mind to walk in obedience, even if I have to lose family, friends, children, mother, father. Along this walk, I'd rather give up all. This time, I give up all to follow Jesus. And so we thank God for you tonight, Father, as we leave this line, but not your presence. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Yes, the Holy Ghost fire. Yeah, God, we thank you. Oh, Master God, that you would not walk in the sign of Jonah. Glory be to God. We want to thank you tonight, oh God, that you would release the spirit of obedience over this line. Oh, God, we bind the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief that is causing so many to walk in rebellion and disobedience to what you have given them to do. We bring down every stronghold. We neutralize every power that is assigned to stop the assignment of purpose on the lives of your people. We cancel your plan tonight, the devil. You are a liar. We release the blood of Jesus against your plans, against your plots. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our destinies, our purpose, our minds, our bodies, our health with the blood of Jesus Christ on tonight. We cover PNN with the blood of Jesus. We cover Evangelist Bradley, her prayer team, her advisors tonight. We pray, God, that you would meet every need in their lives, that you would open doors for them because of their commitment. We pray for the program that is coming up, God, in the month of July, that you would move in a supernatural way, God, that you, hallelujah, my shando, the whole tire, God, that you would cover them on their jobs, in their vehicles, along the busy highway, God, from accidents and incidents, hallelujah, from dangers seen and unseen, oh, God. We thank you for the angels of your presence, God, that cover us through the night, hallelujah, God, that you gave us a chance to wake up every morning. We want to thank you tonight, God. We want to praise you because you've been merciful, you've been kind, you've been good, you've been true, you've been upright with us, oh God. We don't deserve your mercy, we don't deserve your grace, but we want to take this time, oh God, hallelujah, to say thank you tonight. And like Jonah, God, he began to give you thanks. Like Jonah, he began to become grateful for bringing them out, God. We thank you for bringing us out, oh God, of our affliction, bringing us out of our fear. Bring it out of sickness and disease. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for the release over this land, for the release of your blessings that makes one rich in us. We thank you for the people that have sacrificed their time in the name of Jesus, that there will be no lack, no want. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight, oh God, that you're making ways out of no way right now. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, seal this prayer. We seal every word tonight. We seal your people with the blood. We seal their, my God, their region, their atmosphere where they are. With the blood of Jesus, let no weapon formed against us prosper. And we declare that you will be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone just said amen tonight. Go in peace, and the Lord be with you until you meet again.
Amen, people of God. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. We thank God for you. And as the woman of God said, until we meet again, blessings unto each of you. We love you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.